Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Rolling Stoner Podcast. It's been a while since I said it like that. I'm Ken OG 100, and this is episode numero 133. We rolling out here. Oh man, that's episode 133, by the way. Feeling super chippy today. So we're back with another one. And if you're listening to this, I am not here. I am in Miami. I'm in Miami looking for some hoochie daddies. Where they at? My son need a new peppy. So yes, I'm not in right now. I am on vacation. I'm recording this before I left, just like my last episode. If you listen to the last episode, no, I'm also not around. I recorded it a while ago, and I am not around. Okay. Welcome back. So on the menu today is Granddaddy Purple. That's what's going to be on the menu today. We're going to be puffing on Granddaddy Purple. And we're going to be listening to something with some vibes. Let's give you some vibes today. Because I'm not in. I'm probably somewhere sunny, chilling. Well, not chilling, but, you know, chilling, relaxing. Because it ain't cold, so I'm not chilling. You know what I mean. But this is Granddaddy Purple, and I'm going to play Omale is his name, and So-So is the song. So again, we're going to be puffing on Granddaddy Purple. Listen to Omale's new song called So-So. So-so-so-so-so-so. So this is weird. My Spotify is not... The audio from the Spotify, even if it's in the browser, doesn't go to my streaming thing. What the hell? Now I have to play it through YouTube just to cap. Yo, what's going on, bro?
All of the things I'm talking, I'm not there, yeah. Try what you not do if you're not there, fear. My mind, they tell me to disappear, yeah. So, suck on my head, yo, cause I don't pray, my man. I don't pray for my man. I can't stay for one place. For God's sake, my bed.
Don't take my bed away from you.
Wait, what? What do you mean by that? Did you just say, I put the butt in my ass? Wait, what?
I ride, touch good, I cry, I'm sure, got my pillow. Give me, I don't pray, Mohammed, I don't pray, commandment. I can't stand for one place, for God's sake. So
Okay, that was Omale, and it's called So So. Oh, man. This Granddaddy Purple is so, so indeed. Whew, jeez, not even done. I need more song, more music, man. This thing, I lowered the temperature on this desktop vape. So now, like, I generally just sit down and puff on it for like 30 minutes to an hour. Just continuously going until it's like done. Like when you have a higher temperature, you could just smoke it all quickly and cough a lot. But at lower temperature, you could just chill, watch some shit, just smoke for like 30, 40 minutes without even knowing it. So a lot has happened since last episode, man. And I'm recording this without even editing that last episode. Like, I know I mentioned a theme of it towards the end was more about the DJ Envy and the real estate stuff that was going on. After I finished recording, the feds went to bag Caesar. Dang, he got out on a $1 million bond, which, you know, you got to pay 10% of that. Yeah, it's a lot going on, and DJ Envy is over there zooming into the Breakfast Club. This shit is wild. Oh, man, he's about to take a major, major L. It's going to take him years to recover from this one, if he does. Because when the feds, they're going to go through each number. Caesar was giving DJ Envy a lot of payola to get people into the Ponzi. The Envy is going down. You can't say you didn't know. Although he might really not know. But come on, bro. And for the stoner score, last time I gave Offset something above an 8. See, this is, I mentioned it before, and the stoner score is like, if I listen to anybody else's opinion, that could hit my judgment as well. So it took probably a week off, listened to the album, came back to it, and yeah, true to size, it's about a 7.6, not an 8. So I'm correcting that now. Well, you know, it's not, when other people say it's a great album, now I'm out here like, damn, man, I was gonna give it a 7.6, but now that you mention it, you're right. It is a great... Yeah, nah. It's a 7.6 for sure. So Gucci Mane dropped a new album. It's called Breath of Fresh Air. It's 24 songs. I don't know what's going on with longer songs these days, but this one is 24 songs, about an hour and 13 minutes, just like every single album that I've been dropping. And now, this year has been super slow when it came to hip-hop albums. And now they're all just dropping it right before fourth quarter. The buzzer is about to run out. Clock is about to run out. They're just all dropping it. Drake. And I heard Kanye West got his pushback. Gucci Mane is dropping. So Gucci Mane, he took me through college. So I'm always going to listen to his stuff, no matter what. Oh, that's a diss too. Shit. Okay, I see what he did here. I didn't even look at it physically. I just listened to it. I just saw it got disc one, labeled disc two. What the fuck? That's kind of dope. Spotify did that. Like, it literally has a disc one and a disc two. This is kind of dope. I just bump up his points for this one. I didn't notice this at all before. Wow. Okay. That's dope. I like that. So he made it known that he's doing it the old-fashioned way. It's not a deluxe. It's two disc albums. Like back in the day when, you know, there was real physical discs and stuff. Now it's just deluxe. But this is dope. I like that. So I've listened to the album. Not 100% thoroughly yet because this is still new. So take my stoner score with a grain of salt with that. Because it hasn't lived with me yet. So scores might change when it lives. I listened to it. It's Gucci, man. Refined. refined Gucci. It's not the old Gucci no more. That Gucci is done. No more slurring words. He ain't drunk high on some shit. Like, he is more refined now. He had Young Dolph on a few tracks, which I really liked. About two of them. Let me see. This one's called Thank Me. You know what that is? Rest in peace, Young Dolph. Oh my God. I gotta stop it. I can't play the whole thing. It's not a. Man. Rest in peace, Young Dolph. Wow. Okay. That was a very nice thing to hear Young Dolph on two tracks in this album, or it might have even been more. The feature came heavy. Pause. That's a big pause on that one. Yeah, Kodak Black, The Baby, 21 Savage, Nardo Wig, Roddy Rich, Lil Baby was the second key, Glock. I'm just going through them all right now. Mike Will Made It, J. Cole. I remember that track. I've actually heard the the singles that they've put out before. The Lil Baby one I've heard before. It's pretty good. So he had the heat on this. He had a bunch of heavy hitters. This is a well-produced album. This is Gucci Mane, mature Gucci Mane. But off the bat, off the first listen, I would have said it would be a 6.5. But seeing that the way it's been packaged with the disc one, disc two, I've never seen that before. We're jumping to 7.1. You know, next time you hear me, I'm going to come back and take it all back. It's like Offset, like, all right, maybe I must have been on some real shit and overly inflated the points after I listened again. But this one, the packaging is great. The features are great. The production is also good. The beats are fire. It's a go. 7.1 on this one. On the Stoner Score, Gucci Mane's new album, Breath of Fresh Air, gets a 7.1 on the Stoner Score. It's a long album. Two discs. I'm glad he really did it with the two discs, pointing that out. And that's it for the Stoner Score. I know the year's about to be over. I should. You know, I like to promise things that I never get back to on this show. So I usually, every year, I promise I'm going to do a album of the year, Stoner Score type shit. But I just be capping. So I'm going to promise it again. Maybe that'll work out. Because, I mean, there wasn't that much albums this year. So it shouldn't be too hard to catch an album of the year. I'm going to try to find some good criterias, especially impact of that year. Because if it's for this year, what happened? Let's say Gunner's album. Gunner's album was very impactful past the sound of the album. So all that would be taken into consideration if I actually do go through with it. We'll see. Dealerships, man. Oh, their scam is the worst. It's the worst scam. And I can't wait till they don't exist no more. I just cannot wait. Bruh. See, somebody I know closely bought a Tesla. Now, they started complaining about how it's all botted. You don't even see nobody. You don't go to the lot. You don't do all that. He wanted that personal feel, you know? Because there's no negotiation. It's, yo, this is what you pay. Blam, blam, blam. You come. There's the key. Get out of here. That person wasn't too happy about that. I actually would have preferred that to go into a dealership. I went to a dealership. I've already done the research. I know the prices. This just came on the market today. It's going to be gone by tomorrow. This is what I've been looking for. I've been researching it. The price is perfect. The mileage is perfect. I'm coming to school. I was there before the dealership people got in. Early, bright and early. So give me to whoever is up this early, the early bird. Because I've already got pre-qualified. My bank already pre-qualified me for this amount. Like, we rocking, we ready. No, because I watch some, you know, YouTube type shit to get you prepared. Like, yeah, get prepared, qualified from your credit union, you know, so they won't try to play you. So I was there bright and early. I knew what I was getting. I knew who was there. All that. Knew the color, the miles, the history report. Some Latina girl, she was there bright and early. My dealer. She was telling me about me getting pre-qualified from them. I was like, no, don't worry. I got it. I already pre-qualified. I'm good. They talk, blah, blah, blah. Let's go see it. We go outside. We see it. I drove it. As soon as I saw it, I was like, yeah, this is the one I want. It looked better in person type shit. So we drove it around. It's electric. This dealership is not used to selling electric. It was pretty much her first time driving in the car. I've driven it before. I've rented it before. I'm purposely just saying it and not saying what it is, you know. I've been here for 20 minutes. We drive back real quick around the block. Chill. I want this. How do I get this? Then she asked me, oh, what's your bank? Well, like, what's the payments? And I told her my monthly payment. For the loan they've already pre-qualified me for. Then she was like, I could get you a lower monthly payment. I was like, huh? You can? Because I was shocked they even gave me. They even approved me for this shit. Like what? They were like, yeah, let me go talk to finance. I'll get it right to you. I sat there. Again, it's the morning. First early, bright early in the morning. At this point, let's say it's about 10 a.m. They open at 8 a.m. It's about 10 a.m. at this point. I sit there. Sit there and I wait. 11 a.m. She comes back with some paper. She wrote 700 or 500. It's not even a graph. It doesn't have no words to it. Just a few numbers. 300, 400, 500, 900. Like, just numbers. And she said, if this is your payment, we could get you to this payment for seven years or some shit. Like, what's the interest rate on that? She's like, I don't know. I have to go find out from the finance department. Then she leaves. 12 p.m., she comes back. And she says, that's 10% interest. I was like, oh, shit. Nah, hell no. I'm already pre-qualified. Nah, my interest is a lot lower than that. Screw that. Then she was like, oh, no, that's because we didn't run your credit yet. You know, this is just for everybody. That's the base rate that I'm like, people are paying 10% interest rate? I mean, this was back then. It's worse now. Trust, it's worse now. This is like, no, you gotta, this is just the base. We haven't ran anything. You haven't given us the go-ahead. So if you authorize us to run it, then we could give you a better rate than the standard. They're like, oh, okay. Yeah, right, go ahead, run it. 1 p.m., she comes back. Then she says, oh, yeah, I could get you for this month monthly. Which is lower than what you're paying now. She still didn't have the number, actual numbers. She didn't say the percentage. She didn't say nothing. She wrote another. It's a blank paper, like on the back of some printout. You know, so you know those, when you print nonsense at work and you have to save the paper because, you know, it's still scrap. It's not just wasting paper. It's like one of those. You're just writing in the back, wrote another number. We could get you to this number per month because we ran your credit. You have good credit, better than the people who get here. So we could get you that per month. And we're going to add more stuff on top of it. Like, you get protection. Because if you go through us, we're going to get you protection. We're going to get you this. We're going to get you that. We're going to get you this. We're going to get you that. Like, oh, shit. And I pay less? Like, yeah. I was like, okay. I can mess with this. I'm paying less. Then, so this got to be better than what my bank get. I still don't know the percent. So it's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to have to transfer you to the finance manager. And he's going to give you all the details and stuff, blah, 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 blah. 3 p.m. She comes back. And this whole time, I've just been sitting there since 8 a.m. I've just been sitting there in the desk by myself because she went in the back to go get the guy. So, yeah, a few hours goes by. She comes back. Oh, he's ready to see you now. I was like, okay. At this point, I'm a little delirious. I'm a little woozy at this point. So we go back there. Then he starts telling me, he starts talking fast. He has some big, bright veneers smiling in my face, just talking fast. He's Hispanic, like English wasn't his first language, kind of Hispanic, but he's made it up. You could tell when somebody who's new to this country has worked hard as shit to get up. You could just tell. Because they still be tacky. They still be a little tacky. But they don't know. They still be super tacky. But okay. So he was telling me, all right, this is the interest. This is because we're adding full four-wheel protection. We're adding retro GPS insurance. We're adding oil spill and leakage protection. I was able to get you a lower payment per month than what you would be paying. I was like, really? Yeah, but you have to have these things on there so you could get the lower rate. If you remove it, it's going to go to the higher rate again. The payment is going to get higher, much higher again. So if you leave it on, you save money. Like, wait, what? Like, it didn't make sense to me. Like, at this point, I haven't drank a single lick of water. I haven't eaten anything. I'm just spaced out. But at this point, when I'm back there talking to him, that's when my initial saleswoman asked me, oh, do you want anything to drink? I'm going to go over there in the store and get it for you. I got some coffee and some shit. I'm there like, oh, wait, what? He was like, he gave me papers, mad papers to sign. All right, so this part is telling you that you need all these things in there in order for us to lower this rate. You sign right here. I'm like, it doesn't make sense. That don't make sense. What do you mean? If you add more stuff that costs $10,000 that my payments get lower and my interest get lower? How that doesn't... My brain was just like, that doesn't make sense, bro. I'll sign here. Okay, so you're saying this other one, this is you telling me that I need this other $5,000 windshield Supermax contract hubcap protection. And that's how I got you the discount, because I had to add all these things because the bank works for us. We have to remove these things. I was like, are you sure? I don't know, man. That doesn't make sense. I was like, I mean, I'll explain it to you right here. So see, your current monthly payment is, I'm going to make up some numbers. $100. I'm making up some numbers. It's $100. If you go through this, now we added all these things so we could get it to $85. So we're saving you monthly every month. Like, you need me to explain it again? Like, I think I got it. Or yeah, sign right here. Like, I was just signing. Like, I don't know. Then he said, all right, this is to say, let you know this is how much you'll be paying. This is what you've been approved for. Sign right here. You give us the, you know, all these other papers. So I signed like 15 papers. I just wanted to get out of there. Give me my keys, bro. I already said I want it. Like, bro, why is it taking so long? I already told you. Like, it doesn't make sense. If I saw something I want to buy, bro, just let me grab it and go. So I finally signed everything, shook her hand, shook his hand. Was like, yes, you good dude. You're a smart man. You're a smart man. You came here for this electric car. You're a smart man. You did all your research. You're a smart man. You're a smart man. Stroking the shit out of me. Like, okay, I finally get out of here. Oh, I'm out of here. Gone. Whew. I'll come back and pick up the car later. I got my coffee. I was eating and drank. I went home. Oh, man. I got my car. I got home. I ate some food, drank some water. At this point, it's like 6 p.m. Like, okay. So then I started going through the contract that I signed. Then it started to, everything he was telling me in person was the exact opposite written on this paper that I was in a hurry to sign to get the hell out of there. Why he was just telling me, he was explaining to me what it was. But he was lying 100%. The paper was saying, you don't need, you sign here if you acknowledge that you don't need this extra package, rim spoiler protection, that costs $10,000 to get this quote. I was like, wait, bro, you. I got some energy in me. I got some food in my system. I was like, wait, but you told me to. He told me this that I needed. It didn't make sense when he told me because that sounded weird. You add 15 grand to this and I save more money. How does that make sense? I just kept reading it. I was like, oh. Then I went ahead and read the interest, and I saw that the interest rate is much higher than what I was already quoted before I got there. My credit union gave me something lower. I was like, oh, yo, they got me paying $8,000 of free money on top of this shit. For nothing. Like, shit, I don't need. Like insurance that I can't even use because the place is far away. What, tow protection? Like I have to call them to get a tow from to tow it to their place 100 miles. Yo, it's not 100. All these numbers I'm making up all these numbers, all of it. Yo, when it started to dawn on me, then I over there and I saw my signature. Oh shit. You're signing this to acknowledge that you're willingly paying $5,000 for this insurance and you don't need to pay this to get the quote that you've already been quoted. I was like, oh shit. I called. Man, I was steaming. Cause it started to dawn on me. The saleswoman was lying, blowing smoke up my ass the whole time. She was just lying. Oh, I'm so good with numbers. Oh, yeah, that's a great insurance rate. Oh, yeah, this. Like, oh, I was fuming. This dude just straight up lied with words. And I'm here signing the exact opposite. Because I was in a hurry. That's the trick they use. They get you there, starve you, make you wait. For a long time. No water, no drinks, no nothing. I mean, you could go get water, but You're sitting there. They don't tell you. They don't offer you shit until after it's time for you to... After you go sign is when it brings you some shit. I was fuming when it just dawned on me, when the blood finally trickled back down up to my head. They screwed me. It's a higher rate. I'll be paying overall like 10 grand more than I would if I just used the pre-check I've already gotten from my own credit. I was like, oh shit. And they ran my credit like 10 times from like 5 different banks. Hard inquiries, bro. That bitch was straight capping. She was telling me it's going to be a soft pull, bro. Oh, shit. I picked up the phone. It's 7 p.m. Yo, hell nah. I ain't finished paying. I still haven't grabbed the keys. We got a problem. The guy was like, "Hey, can you get here right now? How far are you?" I'm like an hour away. I'll be right there, bro. I was there in 20 minutes. I'm an hour away. I was there in 20 minutes. Pissed in the car, driving. You motherfucking, you making me pay 10 grand more and with higher interest rate? Are you fucking crazy? Why did I sign all that shit? You lie. I was mad. I swerved, skr, to the parking lot. Then I had to wait. Because he was scamming other people with his big veneer teeth, scamming other people. Then after he finished having me wait, I went there and sat there. I was like, okay, you guys, I was using big terms. What did I say? It's been so long, I forgot what I was saying. I was like, I wasn't thinking properly. I didn't have no food. I haven't had no water. So I signed this by accident. Shit like that. They were like, no, it's already done. It's already done. And he just kept telling me, it's already done. You can't do it back. I was like, no, it hasn't. Yes, you can. So you want to use your money? I was like, yeah, I already got pre-qualified. I already got the check. I use mine. Cancel everything you've just done. Cancel it all. I was like, no, we could get you a better rate. Then he scrambled to match the rate I've already had. Then I was like, okay, so remove this. I don't need this. He was like, you need that. Then I was like, no, I don't. Then he removed it. Then I was like, remove this. He was like, no, we to get the rate, we need that. Then I was like, no, I don't. Remove it. He removed that. He was like, it's too late. It's already been done. I looked at him like, I was sitting in his office looking at him like, no, it hasn't. No. Because at this point, I believed nothing that came out of his mouth. Nothing at all. And I was right. Everything he was saying, I just said, I shook my head. No. He went ahead and did it. And he put the interest rate by hand. I was like, wait, you could just do that? They're like, yeah, I mean, it's only a few dollars off. I mean, we'll pay the cost if that's the case. Like, okay. So he do match the shit from my credit union. I'm like, oh, okay. Then he was like, oh, you're a smart guy, man. You're a smart guy, man. This motherfucker. It's a scam, bro. They dehydrate you. They go to the back and play video games or whatever the hell they're doing back there for a long time. A long time, man. It's a torture technique, bro. Now, I'm in a hurry to get out of there. It's like the DMV. I'm in a hurry. Like, how does that make sense? I'm here. I want the stuff. Let me grab it. Let me go. See, now my thought process is, if you get this one straight out the way, you're going to want to go get another one, and just go like that. But that's not the case. I think they go days without selling. So selling one in one day is seems like they're pretty happy with that. Didn't see her for hours, man. It was going crazy. No drinks. I thought I was smart before I got there. Then ended up signing to pay 10 grand more. It's going to take me longer. Like, what the fuck? Damn, man. Now I can't wait till they replace dealerships with bots, man. That's one of those things, man. When AI replaces some things that AI is going to replace, I just don't mind, bro. I mean, you're scamming people a little bit. Let's call a spade a spade. They even created laws to stop you from being a predator, but yet that's exactly what you're doing. Just look, it's saying, give me documents that pretty much says the exact opposite of what you're telling me right now, looking me in the face, telling me, do you need me to explain anything to you? Do you understand it? Damn, I wonder how many people he gets with that. And I've seen a lot of people there getting guys, especially the ones that are not Americans. English is not their first language. They're all getting got because they're getting a lower monthly payment. Shit. Well, I'm in Miami looking for the Hootie Daddy. My son need a new peppy.